Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking about physical education classes next. They can be an important part of helping children with their physical and mental health. And our guest today is going to talk with us about it. Cindy Kurash is program coordinator for the Physical Education Teacher Education Program at the UW-Madison. So talking with her about the importance of PE and asking her advice on PE at home. So what questions do you have about helping your kids with physical education? How did exercise help you when you were in school? Join in. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Cindy Kurash, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about the Physical Education Teachers Education Program at UW. Describe that for us.
Well, thanks. First of all, it's old. It's very old. It's one of the oldest programs, education programs around, especially in Wisconsin. It's been here since 1911, and it was begun by women, which is very unique. Women weren't even voting at that time, as you know. And not only were they here on campus, but they established a really interesting program that incorporated physical education as well as some of the components you already mentioned. So the mental and the social and all of those components as well. So there's a little pressure as a woman in that program right now to make sure that it continues to be cutting edge. And we believe it is because we are actually really focusing on the social and emotional component and using sort of movement as a medium to help our individuals, our teachers teach other students about the benefits of social and emotional learning through movement. So kind of a unique program, actually.
Yeah. What attracted you to teaching PE?
I always loved moving. I always loved playing. And I had a guidance counselor in high school who said, this is what you should do. So since then, that's what I've been doing.
Well, good for you. And let's think about this. Let's think about the students for a minute. Besides teaching, certainly students who graduate from UW in your program, many of them will go on to teach at institutions. But what else can students do with this degree?
Oh, that's a great question. We've actually had our graduates pretty much run the gamut in terms of job opportunities. And people ask me why that is, but I really think that the skill set that you receive as a physical education teacher is very broad. I mean, on the one hand, especially at Madison, you have this extremely strong background in exercise science, right? Because we're in the kinesiology department, so we study alongside people that want to be physical therapists and occupational therapists and athletic trainers. So they have this very strong science background, but they also have to be able to manage 30 third graders who have bats in their hands. So we've got this really great sort of skill set. So we've had students go off and they work for the Olympics, they've done sport information, they're promotional managers, they are financial planners, you name it, they've done it. And they all talk about how some of the skills they learned in physical education have really benefited them no matter what job they've taken. So great question, though.
Yeah, and I think, you think about it, if you teach it, you're fit, I think there's a lot of self-confidence that comes with knowing about your body and having the ability to talk with others about how they can improve their bodies. I think that that kind of self-assuredness it gets exhibited among students who are in that program.
That's a great point. I actually never really thought about that, but I do think it's true, especially once you've gone through our program, which requires a lot of time in front of students, that you do generate sort of an inherent confidence about being able to present information effectively and, feel confident in, in your own skin. I believe that's true. I hadn't really thought about it, but I think it's true.
So what kind of a person makes a good PE teacher?
I'll tell you what, I can teach the teaching part, but I think the people that make the best PE teachers are those who have a passion for wanting to help other people be well. So the rest of it, no problem. But to try to teach that part, I think you have to come with that.
Well, I think that's probably true no matter what area you're teaching in. You have to really want to be in a position to help and to help people learn and help people make a success in their life. Well, there are probably many in the audience who haven't been in a gym class in a long time. What's changed in the, I certainly haven't.
Right. Well, and what was your gym class experience like? Can I ask you?
Sure.
It wasn't good. I mean,
well, in high school, it was pretty good. We were outside. We got a lot of running and weights and all that sort of thing. In college, the sort of program that we had to do as freshmen, you had to climb a rope.
Oh, no, not the rope. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was not the greatest thing in the world. Anyway, I'm sure it's a lot different now.
Well, here's the thing. I hope it is. I talk to a lot of people who sort of shrink back as soon as I tell them what my job is because they're remembering some of those experiences, especially the rope, and they somehow think I'm going to ask them to climb that rope right now.
You know what? Hold on to that thought, because here we are coming up to news time. So we'll pick that back. We'll pick this whole area up when we get back. Cindy Kurash, our guest today, she's the PE Teacher Education Program Coordinator at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Education. It's great to have her with us today. And you'll have a chance to join in with your own questions, comments, or maybe your gym class experiences at 1-800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. We'll be back after this look at the news and finding out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network, talking about the benefits of physical education today with our guest, Cindy Kurash, who is the program coordinator for the Physical Education Teacher Education Program at the UW-Madison. So do you have a question or comment about PE classes, or are your kids having problems doing these PE classes at home? Join in at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Casey from Rice Lake is with us right now. But we'll get to you, Casey, in just a minute. But Cindy Kurash, our guest. Cindy, we were talking just before our news break about what's changed in the last few decades with gym classes. And I expect there have been a lot of changes.
They really have. I mean, I think one of the biggest and best changes is that as physical educators, we've really come to understand that inherently there is a very strong social and emotional component in physical education. It can be either really bad, like coming into physical education and being really scared to climb the rope in front of your peers, like maybe that was your experience.
Oh, yes.
Or it can be really, really good. So if we recognize that those movement activities have this inherent component, and we intentionally teach for positive experiences, we know from research that people are way more likely to be physically active in the future. So this, for our program, this has really become sort of a flagship, kind of a flag for us that we hold in front of us. And that is, we really want to make sure that we're super intentional about what we teach, and we make sure that that social and emotional component is just as strong and positive as our physical skills as well.
Yeah, that's good. Very good, as a matter of fact. Casey in Rice Lake, now we'll get you in. Thank you for waiting.
Hello, yes. So my experience with Phi-Ed in high school was pretty much like yours, Larry, I think. The climb the rope, calisthenics, weight room, all good and well. But my daughter's experience in the 90s was more lifelong learning.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah, so more, you know, they played pickleball, they canoed the Red Cedar River, they kayaked the Red Cedar River. I can go on and on about what, you know, snowshoed, cross-country skiing. And I really appreciated that because they carried that through into their lives after their education at Rice Lake High School and when they graduated from UW-Madison, enjoying those activities. So I'm really happy to see a change in curriculum that emphasizes lifelong activities that also encourage social interaction. So that's been enlightening. And I guess the other thing I'd like to say is just wondering how they're doing Phi-Ed now in the schools with COVID, the schools that are actually in session on site. And a caveat to all this is my husband is a retired Phi-Ed teacher.
Well, good for you, Casey. Thanks so much for calling. And kudos to Rice Lake High School, too, for that kind of program. Cindy, a comment.
Yeah, I mean, two really great things to talk about. One is way to go, Rice Lake, and kudos to that physical education teacher, whether it was your husband or not, but for recognizing the value of lifetime activities, especially at the high school level. That is right in line with the national standards, which guide our teaching at that level. It's fantastic. And as the caller says, that carries over to real life. So that's the benefit right there. So really, really great. In terms of the way school is happening for our physical education is happening in the schools, I mean, obviously it depends on the school. If you're face-to-face, things are changing just in terms of the safety issues. And we have multiple levels in physical education, not just space, which is, you know, always a concern, but also equipment, because we often touch the same equipment as one another during the day. So we've got to make sure that either students have their own equipment throughout the course of the class, or we, you know, we have small, like classrooms of kids will have equipment that is useful just for them. We make sure that we're cleaning the equipment after every class. We make sure that kids are wearing masks, that they're socially distanced. So in some ways it's taking away a little of the social experience, but for those face-to-face classes and kids just to be together again is really a benefit.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Larry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
I was just going to address the online component. I think this is where it's really difficult to translate physical education into an online format. And so one of the ways we're trying to do it is creating sort of at-home activities that kids can do with their families to encourage that sort of joy and just happiness that comes with moving. And instead of with your classmates, now it will be with your family. So it's taking a different look, but we're really trying to keep that component of, you know, enjoyment with other people alive.
Yeah, good points. Eleanor in Beloit, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Eleanor.
Yes, good morning. I was just speaking on the fact that I enjoyed physical education as a kid. I was active, and I actually climbed the rope in grade school. It seemed like junior high, it kind of went away. But the good thing about it in grade school, it showed us how to play structurally and how to, you know, good sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I went up a flight of stairs.
Yeah, well, I think we kind of just lost Eleanor, but comment on that, Cindy.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what I was saying before. You know, whenever you play a game with somebody, there is an opportunity to be a good sport or a not so good sport. And in the day, I mean, I'm old enough to remember that our parents just shoot us outside and we played outside. And if you weren't a good sport, people didn't want to play with you anymore. So now some of that has come into the gym, and we, you know, we have the opportunity to show kids how to be, maybe they don't know, how can I be a good teammate? You know, how can I contribute to my team's success? And so, again, we really want to encourage that.
So what about those kids who don't feel comfortable in PE classes for one reason or another? How do you bring that out, turn that around?
Right. I mean, I think one thing we have recognized in this field is that you know how they talk about in a classroom, you have a wide diversity of ability levels and, you know, cognitive understanding. And, you know, there's lots of different dynamics going on in learning. And I think in physical education, we have just as wide a range of skill, but it's a lot of times it's physical. And so most of the time, in my experience, the reason students don't feel comfortable is because they don't feel safe trying a skill that they're not good at. So the biggest thing we can do is to make a really safe and welcoming, compassionate classroom in which all of the students can feel safe practicing those skills and being encouraged by their classmates instead of maybe shamed or rejected by them.
Yeah, it can be a tough thing to do with kids sometimes, for sure. Eleanor, thanks again for calling. You can join in, too, with your own experience to share or maybe a question or a comment. If you have children, how are you working in physical education if they're at home with you and maybe you're working? How do you get this done? Give a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Well, you know, the stress that kids are under during the pandemic, they're missing their classmates. How does PE or how can PE help that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we know that the transformative opportunities that physical education has, you know, on all different levels, cognitively, you know, physically, all of that. And so kids are missing that. So what can we do? I mean, we can try to have kids work on that in their homes. So with sisters and brothers, with moms and dads, and whoever's in their bubble, right? So whoever they've deemed safe and, you know, are able to be with, that's really great. But I would like to just say that I hope that parents, we can take the pressure off of parents to provide quality physical education for their children. I mean, they have so many other things going on right now and they're working and, I would love for people to think about a physical education activity as the moment during the day when they can just truly enjoy playing with their kids. And I know that it's hard if you don't know what activities to use, but we're working hard here at the university to try to come up with some activities that parents can use at home that require little or no activity or little or no equipment and can be done safely either inside or just outside their home.
What are some examples of that sort of thing?
So, you know, one of my favorites is, and again, you need a parent for this one, is just take a marble, stick it inside an uninflated balloon, and then blow it up. Now you're going to have this wacky balloon, right, that goes all over. And just you and your family bat it around. I mean, there's no magic in that, but you blow up a balloon and stick a marble in it, and you've just created a recipe for fun. It's wacky. And, you know, that right there, just playing inside your living room and just you, we're laughing already thinking about it. And that's what we're trying to get to. And then maybe set a goal. If you want to work as a team and sort of incorporate that sportsmanship, set a goal. How many can we hit before that wacky thing hits the ground? Can we beat our score? You know, all of those are elements that are very intentionally planned for in what we do, but are just purely joyful when you offer it out to parents and families.
Yeah, that sounds, I've got a 17-year-old, and as a matter of fact, she was 17 today. Emily is her birthday.
Oh.
She was born on Labor Day 17 years ago.
Oh,
and,
happy birthday.
I've got to get a balloon and a marble. It would be fun just to do it with her. She'd get a kick out of it. She'd get a kick out of it. She's pretty athletic. She's in cross country and soccer and so forth. So that'd be fun. Well, Wayne in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Wayne.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I just said afternoon now. I have a 10-year-old that's in fifth grade, going into fifth grade this year, and she's pretty athletic, and I've been very athletic my whole life. But she's sprouted up, and she's real big now. She's not fat, but she's tall. She's 5'3", and she's 120 pounds. And I know that doesn't sound real big, but to a fifth grader, that's ginormous. And she always loved sports and that. But the other day she actually made a comment about, Dad, I got to go to gym class. I don't want to go to gym class because I'm always the big kid now. And she says, I'm going to be the big kid. And I was like, oh. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. But, Dad, if we have to, you know, I always seem weird. And you got any suggestions? What am I tell her? But she does everything. She loves to shoot hoops. She loves to paddle a canoe. She has a bike. And I race mountain bikes, and she rides a lot of fat tire bike and stuff. But in school, it's always different. You know, they don't do the same stuff I did. We had square dancing, for Pete's sake, when I was in school.
Well, Wayne, thank you for calling. Well, what have you got for advice for Wayne to talk with his daughter about?
Yeah, he's really making a great point, and that is, first of all, he sounds like he's really encouraging her to be physically active, and this is a great thing to think about. Physical activity is very different than physical education. So while he's teaching her to be physically active, which is a life skill, that's fantastic. But we also, in physical education, teach people to move more effectively and to get along with one another more effectively. Now, he's got, you know, the ultimate issue because he's got a girl who's in that middle school area. We all went through it, but middle school is a super awkward time because our bodies are doing bizarre things and we can't control them. And then we have to put on shorts and a t-shirt and go stand in front of our peers. This is exactly the place where our physical education classroom should be a compassionate, engaging environment in which to participate. Now, it's not always, because kids do tend to embarrass one another just to cover their own shame. But, you know, in a very thoughtful classroom, you can turn that around and just talk to students about the fact that, look, we are all going through this together, and you can bind them. You can bind them as a class. I would suggest, and obviously the parent can't do much of this, but one of the things we do a lot of is team building. And so we'll actually bring our class together and take them through a sequential set of experiences in which they are challenged more and more to work well with each other and, you know, to trust one another, to problem solve with one another. And by the end of that experience, they are really a team, and they care about one another, and we just don't see that kind of shaming anymore. The other thing then is, as a teacher, we have to, when we do hear the shaming, we have to stop it. It's, you know, it's just not okay, and that's our job, part of our job.
Yeah. So in his case, he might want to talk to the teacher.
Sure,
on the side.
Sure.
Yeah, it might make sense to do that. Thanks a lot for calling. Zeke in Minocqua, yeah. It's your turn. Hi, Zeke.
Hello.
And what's on your mind?
Hey, so I'm 19 years old now. I just recently got out of high school, and I have a little bit of a unique experience with PE. I was actually raised homeschooled. So I've never really been to a proper physical education class. And you guys were talking about how, you know, what do we do now that, you know, Corona is here and, you know, we're not having physical education, you know, certain people aren't having physical education classes. How do we do this online? You know, there's been children that have been doing this for quite a period of time. And the virtual school that I was enrolled in out of Merrill, they've been doing it for almost 10 years. And I just wanted to share with you guys a little bit about what that looked like for me when I was in high school.
Sure.
What can I ask you, what did your physical education, you know, what were you required to do for physical education in terms of your homeschool curriculum?
So for our physical education, we were required there was a certain log that we had to fill out with just, physical activities. That we could do anything as long as it was physically strenuous. During the winter, a lot of my physical education consisted of shoveling snow. And it was a certain period of time you had to fill out, you know, each week, you know. So I did lots of shoveling snow during the winter, spring and fall, you know, just regular calisthenics, stuff that I could do at home. My family loves to go up skiing in the UP. There was plenty of days where I just fill out a whole day worth of snowboarding. And so, you know, certain stuff like that. But then on top of that, there was also assignments that we would have to do that pertained to like stuff you were talking about that is very important to physical education, you know, team building and team strength. And so projects that we would either work as a class together on creating, usually PowerPoint spreadsheets or some type of format like that, or yeah, presentation, and, you know, put us in groups and have us work as a team. And usually they revolved around topics that helped us learn more about, you know, team building and working together, and all of those fundamental pieces, not just the physical part of education, but the, you know, social interaction that comes along with it.
Hmm.
Sure.
Zeke, thanks a lot for calling. Oh. Comment on that, Cindy, because there are a lot of kids being homeschooled.
Sure. And actually, we used to have, as part of our program, we would invite homeschool families to come in because their parents were concerned that they weren't getting some education in the fundamental motor skills, and they also wanted their children to engage socially. So I would say those are the two pieces that are really hard to do in a homeschool program, although it sounds like the one that that you were in was really good. But what I would love to give to you is just a couple of friends who would go skiing with you so that you can get that same, you know, fun experience of skiing, but with a couple of friends. Because we know that when you do something physical with other people, there's this really neat dynamic that happens. You had the shared experience now. And so you can always remember, hey, remember when you like really nailed that jump? I mean, that was so great. And so I would love for you to just extend your physical activity experiences out, maybe beyond your family, into some other people. And I know that's really difficult during COVID, but maybe extend your bubble into one other person that you feel safe with and just start to experience that shared experience of moving together.
That's really good. That's a really good tip. And I think we've had other calls from homeschoolers who are wondering the same thing. And so good advice probably for a lot of people who are listening today, Cindy. Well, one final, you got a half 30 seconds or so to give us a final tip for parents who are helping their kids with PE.
Oh, yeah. I would say, first of all, thank you. And second of all, just enjoy it. You know, really just don't feel like you have to be the teacher. Become a playmate to your kids, no matter what age. Your 17-year-old is probably going to love to play with you. You sound super fun. But just, you know, start to enjoy your time together. Pick something that's fun to do, a movement activity you enjoy doing. Or if you want to, you know, we've got some videos on our Facebook page or in our YouTube channel that are designed just for this, so you can just pop in and take a look and then try the same challenges. And we'll try to populate that with even more activities so that people can continue to use those if they want.
And what's the website?
So if you just go to Facebook and search for UW-Madison Physical Education, you'll find our page and off you go. Oh,
there we go. Cindy, thank you so much. Been a great pleasure. I hope we can do this again. Thank you.
Oh, me too. It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Cindy Kurash, our guest today, PE Teacher Education Program Coordinator at UW-Madison School of Education. Great to have her with us. We'll get her back. We'll do this again sometime. We've made some changes to our program schedule on the Ideas Network, and you can find complete details on our website. Just go to wpr.org/fall2020. And really, we hope you'll take a listen. Let us know what you think. We'd certainly love that. Jamie Nack and David Drake will be back tomorrow to talk with us about what's going on right now in the world of wildlife. That's tomorrow at 11 on the Ideas Network. Looking forward to visiting with them. In the meantime, thanks a lot for listening. Please stay with us. Lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.